This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Well, both Jim Romanesco and the website TV Spy report that David Custer, an anchor at Saginaw, Michigan TV station WNEM, swears he was just trying to make a joke when he tweeted a photo spoofing the movie Pretty Woman. It does not appear the station was involved in this. It looks like Custer acted on his own. The image depicts himself as the Richard Gere character and his co-anchor Meg McLeod as the Julia Roberts character. And as you probably know, the movie Pretty Woman is about a prostitute. So basically, he depicted his co-anchor as a hooker and himself as a John.
Right. Yeah, I think someone was trying to be clever here. As we know, social media, people love, the news industry loves when, you know, people will share whatever, you know, links they have or stories or pictures that we have out there. But I think someone was trying to be clever and they were not clever.
You know, it might have been clever if they'd reversed the heads.
Maybe.
Put her head on the John and his head on the prostitute. But I agree with you. I think you can see what they're trying to go for. They're trying to do a spoof. This is not anything particularly new. When I was growing up in the San Francisco area, there was the number one rated TV station used to do these ads that were takeoffs of movies. One I remember for KGO was about all their anchor people being in a Western. So they've this is not like a totally new concept. The thing is, a spoof of a Western is one thing. A spoof where you're, like you said, Rich, basically saying our anchor man is a John and our anchor woman, and if that's not offensive to somebody, I don't know what is a prostitute character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, you know, who approved this, but it sure seems like it was not well thought out.
Why do you suppose it's necessary to try to do something like that, or even a spoof of a Western? Why? What does that do for journalistic credibility?
That's a good question. Yeah.
I think it does nothing for journalistic credibility. It's just a way to get yourself out there and try to connect with your audience. And I think sometimes we try to connect with our audiences on an inappropriate level.
So maybe this is appropriate. We're willing to prostitute ourselves. We're willing to do just about anything to get more viewers.
In that context, it works.
And his in the article that ran on Romanesco's website, they also have his looks like his Twitter beneath it. Never a dull moment next to this gal. Love working alongside Meg. I don't know. Just the connotations all over. Like, what are they sleeping together?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what's going on here?
I'm afraid no one saw, but I just rolled my eyes about this whole thing.
Yeah,
we heard it. We didn't see it.
I get that ratings are what it's all about. I get that you have to get people to watch. I get that you want to have fun and do things. And I think, you know, that's a tradition that TV has always done to try to get people interested. I mean, part of the whole thing about why people watch your show is because they do connect in some way to the anchors. They feel they're coming into their home every night. They're talking to them. And so I understand the need to maybe your personal life or, you know, has to be open a little more so that, you know, that's why even in this market, anchor people from Quincy sell weather radios at Hy-Vee. They come and do, you know, speeches to classes at WIU, but also to, you know, Rotary Clubs and Sir Optimus. I know it's all about the public relations part of it, but this seems like
it goes overboard.
Particularly bad taste.
Mm-hmm. It is. So. It is really bad taste, in my opinion. And I wish someone from the top had looked at that and said, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't put that out.
Really.
It's glamorizing prostitution. And if you've ever researched sex trafficking, you know it is a very serious business there.
Sure.
And the people die and are harmed in that. And I know maybe people are like, oh, well, you're being, you know, maybe too hard on them. I don't think so. I think we need to be hard on ourselves.
Well, why not take the weatherman and have him do a spoof of Twister? You know, at least that's something that's not going to be controversial. Or take the sports guy and have him do Field of Dreams, something.
Well, where do you draw the line? Or should you not be doing these type of spoofs at all? Should you not be out hawking weather radios at Hy-Vee, or is that acceptable to you?
There's a difference between being out in the community and being seen, and then having a crafted image where you are a prostitute. in the Pretty Woman ad. You know,
I would agree.
There is a big difference between the two things. I mean, we as newscasters, especially in the TV market, you know, we do go out and we make appearances and we go out and, you know, we walk in the parades and that kind of thing. And we show ourselves to our audience, you know, and that and I find no problem with that because it's a service to the community in some way. And that's what we're supposed to be doing as journalists, is serving our communities. But I don't think this serves our community at all. I think it makes fun of, you know, prostitution. I think it makes fun of the woman and the man here, but especially the woman. And I think where we have not gotten to gender equality, just we haven't gotten to that yet. It hasn't happened. I think it just puts her in a compromising situation.
What about some of the spoofs Rich just mentioned? Do those cross the line also, or would you find those acceptable for a journalist?
I think you'd have to be careful with the tornado one because so many people are killed in tornadoes.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
You know? I mean, I can always make things sound
terrible.
Yeah,
you could. Sure. So, yeah. No, I think you're right. You do. You would have to be.
The Field of Dreams, the Western.
Yeah.
Does that offend? Does that cross a line, or could those be acceptable to you?
You know, spaghetti Westerns come with their own mm-hmm. issues as well. I mean, the thoughts of those. I think journalists just need to be very careful about what they pick in promotion. Well, I mean, when a promotions director comes to you and pitches a story, you don't necessarily, pitches an idea, you don't necessarily have to go, okay, I'll do that. You know, I mean, you can come up with other ideas that maybe won't be offensive to your audience. And there are plenty of things that can be construed in one way, and people will be offended by it. I think we just need to be very careful about where is the entertainment and where is the journalism, because I think that line is moving constantly, and I feel like we're crossing it into an inappropriate level at many times.
Either intentionally or unintentionally. And
right.
I don't mean to be a wet blanket, but aren't you better off just perhaps making some of these public appearances, being at Hy-Vee, like mm-hmm. you say, mm-hmm. with the weather radios or appearing in parades, whatever.
Sure.
That seems like pretty safe ground as opposed to trying to maybe be a little too clever mm-hmm. with a spoof or a promotional campaign of some sort.
Yeah, well, I'll give you another example. A well-known TV station in Chicago had posted something on their Facebook page just a few months ago, and I brought this up to one of my classes. And they had captioned a story, "Take Me to Church." Now, that's after a fairly popular pop mm-hmm. song. The story is about a person crashing into a church and then going through their windshield and landing in a pew. Now, they weren't killed, but they were hurt. You're not going to crash mm-hmm. into a church and go through a windshield without getting
yeah.
hurt, right? So, but their caption of the story was, "Take me to church." And I was not the only person that was offended by that caption on that story. And they were trying to be clever, and I don't think they pulled it off very well.
Well, trying to be clever and current, I guess.
Right. And I think it undermines what we do in a profession.
Yeah, and I think you bring up a good point. You do there's a difference between being clever and even humorous in a headline or in a tease for a story, and kind of crossing the line like you're talking about of being offensive. And sometimes that's hard to know where that line is. But, you know, it's there. And I think it's something that as a journalist, you always have to kind of try to think, how are people going to react to this and see this? Are they going to see it, you know, for what it is? If it's a story that by its own nature is funny, mm-hmm. then that's one thing. But if it's a serious story where somebody's hurt, then you should be a little more tactful.
Yeah. When I'm teaching about writing, I always tell my students to be mindful of their audience. And if they are trying to put some kind of joke into the story and they think it could be misconstrued in any way, to leave it out. Because mm-hmm. humor doesn't fly with every member of your audience. Your humor is not going to be the same as theirs.
All right. Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.